When we think about Jehoshaphat, his name means Jehovah has judged. And I think this is very important for us to realize, because when we think about revival, and as it's titled on the first study, revival, what is the key to revival? First of all, it's to recognize the fact that all judgment has been given over to the hands of the Lord Jesus Christ. And then secondly, it's to be reminded afresh that each of us will stand before the Lord at the judgment seat of Christ and give an account for the way we've lived here in this scene and for what we've done for the glory of Christ in this scene. And so Jehovah has judged. And so when we think about this Jehoshaphat, it's good to be reminded that Jehovah has judged. But the second thing that we see with Jehoshaphat in the very first verse is he strengthened himself against Israel. Now, why is that important? This little word against Israel is really important, because when we look at the Hebrew and we look at the root word, it has the idea of ascending up. It has the idea of rising above. And the way to victory is for us to rise above. The way for victory for the Christian life is to look above, not to look here. And what we find in chapter 17 is that Jehoshaphat soared. In fact, in verse 6 of chapter 17, it says that he delighted himself in the Lord. And again, that root word for delight means to soar. And so he soared toward the Lord. He soared up toward the Lord. He raised himself, or the Lord raised him above the circumstances and the things of this earth. It's very interesting that the first verse in chapter 18 reminds us that he went down. He went down. He soared up when he had his heart delighting in the Lord. But compromise comes in when we lose sight of the Lord. And that's what Brother Jake was just saying. So just to encourage us that the thought being is Jehovah has judged, that we keep in mind that we will stand before the Lord, that we keep in mind that all things has been turned over to him, and he has judged and will judge. And then our own hearts soaring upward toward the Lord.